Audio, Guyana R1.
Welcome to a brand new module. Today we are talking about the Guyanese dream, owning your own home. Whether you want to build it block by block or buy it ready-made, this is the biggest financial decision of your life.
Hi everyone, I am Awide. I am going to walk you through the famous house lot process and how to get land from the government.
Hello, I am Sharon. I will explain the private market, buying land from a person or a company, and how to negotiate that deal.
And I am Lita. I am going to talk about the money, mortgages, interest rates, and the amazing support programs the government offers. Let us build.
Let us start with the most popular path in Guyana, the government house lot. The government, through the Ministry of Housing and Water and the Central Housing and Planning Authority, or CHPA, allocates land to citizens at a subsidized cost. This means it is much cheaper than buying it privately. To get started, you need to go to the ministry's office on Brick Dam, or one of their regional offices. You fill out an application form. You need to be 21 years or older, a Guyanese citizen, and you cannot own another property. Once you apply, you enter the system. Now, I have to be honest. This process requires patience. It can take years to get a call. However, the government holds huge events called Dream Realized, or one-stop shops, where they allocate hundreds of lots in places like the East Bank, East Coast, or West Demerara. When you get that call, you pick your lot number, pay a portion of the cost, and eventually, you get your title. It is a long road, but it is the most affordable way to own land.
But what if you do not want to wait? What if you have the money and you want a house right now? That is where the private real estate market comes in. This is buying a house or land from another person or a private developer. This search starts online. Facebook Marketplace is huge for this in Guyana, or by hiring a real estate agent. When you find a place you like, you negotiate a price. This is much faster than the government process, but it is also much more expensive. A private lot might cost 5 or 10 times more than a government lot. Once you agree on a price, you sign an agreement of sale. This is a legal contract. Do not do this on a napkin. You need a lawyer. In Guyana, the process of transferring ownership is called conveyance. You are either transferring a transport or a certificate of title. Your lawyer will check to make sure the land does not have any hidden mortgages or court orders against it. You usually pay a deposit, often 10%, and then pay the rest when the transfer is complete.
Okay, whether you go government or private, you probably need money. Unless you are very lucky, you will need a mortgage. A mortgage is a loan specifically for buying property. In Guyana, we have the New Building Society, NBS, and commercial banks like Republic Bank, GBTI, and Demerara Bank. They all offer mortgages. Here is how it works. You need to save a down payment. This is usually 10 to 20% of the cost of the house. The bank lends you the rest. To get the loan, you need to prove you can pay it back. You need a job letter, pay slips, your TIN, and your ID. If you are building, you also need an estimate from your contractor and the approved plan from the NDC or town council. The bank will look at your income and decide how much they can lend you. The interest rate in Guyana is actually quite low for low-income and middle-income earners because of government agreements with the banks.
Speaking of government help, this is crucial. Guyana has some specific programs to help you afford a home. The biggest one is Mortgage Interest Relief, MIR. This is managed by the GRA. Basically, if you take a loan to build or buy your first home, and the loan amount is below a certain limit, like $30 million, the government will help you pay the interest on that loan. It can save you thousands of dollars a year. There are also programs like the Steel and Cement Subsidy for people building low-cost homes. And let us not forget the Young Professional Housing Schemes, which are pre-built homes for people like doctors, teachers, and police officers. However, these policies change. The limits on loans and the specific subsidies can change with every national budget. So please, do not just take my word for it. Go to the official website of the Ministry of Housing and Water, mo.gov.gy, or the CHPA website. check the latest newspapers for announcements. Always get the most accurate, up-to-date information directly from the source.
Let us look at the pros and cons of real estate in Guyana. Pros. 1. Asset appreciation. Land in Guyana, especially near Georgetown, is going up in value very fast. 2. Security. Owning your own home means no landlord can kick you out. 3. Legacy. You can pass this land down to your children. Cons. 1. The wait. Getting a government lot takes time and persistence. 2. Maintenance. In our tropical weather, houses need constant repairs. Painting. Roof leaks. 3. Complexity. The legal process of transferring a transport can take months.
Here are my top tips for aspiring homeowners. Tip number 1, start saving for your down payment now. Open a special savings account and do not touch it. Tip number 2, keep your documents ready. Have your birth certificate, ID, and TIN ready to go. Tip number 3, visit the site. If you are allocated land or buying privately, go see it. Is it swampy? Is there a road? Do not buy blindly.
Buying a home is a journey. It might feel stressful at times, running between the bank, the lawyer, and the ministry. But imagine that feeling when you turn the key in your own front door. It is worth it.
So get your application in.
Talk to your bank officer.
Check the government websites for subsidies.
And build your future on solid ground.
Thanks for watching. See you in the next video.
Previous lesson. Back to course. Next lesson.